Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into a special episode of the Overseas Connection podcast. It is episode 694. Today is July 28th, 2022. And why, you ask, are we podcasting literally just days after we just podcasted? It's because nobody was going to be around this weekend. We literally were all doing something else. We could not have even a person. So we said, you know what? We want to give you a podcast, so we will do one early. And yeah, that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. My name, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Joining me today, it is WooFlu himself, Robin Tate.
Yes, indeed. It's a professional racing driver, Robin Tate, here in Northern Ireland at Bongo the Sea, pretty much everywhere. Hello and welcome. I would like to know why all of the slackers, the clowns, are not with us. I mean, one's at a piss fest, isn't that right?
Okay. So we actually have multiple people we could have called on here to say, you know, they're slacking. Kim, GamerGirl27, she just basically was like, oh, watching kids is more important than being on the podcast.
Typical. Flip me, kids.
Yeah, blame it on the kids. Exactly. Pete is off at a cockcage festival.
Not tonight. No, not tonight. He's pretending to work or something tonight, is he?
I think it's in preparation for the cockcage festival.
Getting a wetsuit ready.
Yeah. Exactly. And Phil, Phil mysteriously popped on the radar, said, oh, I might be able to help out come this weekend. But then he's like, well, it won't be a live show and I really can't be bothered because I'm in hiding. So he then kind of went down below the radar, disappeared. I have confirmed that Mark now has the WooFlu. He sent me pictures of double tests. At first I thought he was pregnant, but he confirmed it was actually the WooFlu test. So, he is unfortunately not here. And speaking of WooFlu, Robin.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
Why are you here? I mean, where are you going this weekend?
I'm going to go visit my parents. Going to go up to Reno, probably do some gambling, maybe go see Top Gun again with them since they haven't seen it yet.
I would love to see my parents, but I'm an orphan.
I can understand why you were orphaned. Real fast though, before we get ahead of ourselves, we do want to make sure that people know normally –
yes.
We are on 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone on Sundays. We won't be there this Sunday. So if you're listening to this, the audio version, or maybe you're watching the replay on Twitch or on YouTube, we apologize. We're not here on Sunday, but hopefully this will entertain you enough to get you through to the next week when we will be back in some fashion or another.
Yeah.
We will have an audio version. So again, if you want to sweat it out to the oldies, you can do that. We also have a birthday we need to talk about. Matt N. I don't know if he wants us to reveal the official last name or not.
Are you going to tell the whole nation what Matt's name is?
I was thinking about telling the whole nation what Matt's name is, but then I thought the nation might not want to hear what's Matt, his last name is. So but
there's no way he's 50 again. Seriously, he's been 50 for about 4 years in a row.
I know. It really is kind of comical at this point, but he's embracing 50 well. I think he doesn't look a day over 60, so it's good. Happy birthday to him. We're going to play him this song.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
Okay, enough of that. Wow. Happy birthday, Matt. Happy birthday indeed. You're old. Join the club.
Yeah. Really old. Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah.
Seriously, I mean, he's failed. He's like wee skinny cheeks and everything now. And, you know, it's terrible. He used to get excited about video games, and now he posts photographs of his garden. It's really, really sad.
You know, actually, you know, you have reached a certain plateau when you do start posting pictures of your garden. I think we all have done it. That's the sad, sad statement. all right, let's talk some story time.
Yeah.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Okay.
All right.
Story time. So Robin, let's start with you. What is going on with you?
Well, I'm not here this weekend because I'm off to Greece. So I'm going to be eating moussaka and all that.
Are they going to let you on the plane?
I don't know. Okay, so my voice is odd. Okay, right now I have woman flu right now. So
Your voice is always odd. You are Mexican Irish. So that is a strike against you from the get-go.
Well, now I have this weird croaky voice right now.
Yes.
And it could disappear because there was times today I couldn't speak my voice. It's very sore. I am unwell. Hear that, unwell people that aren't on the show? Do you hear that? I have a temperature. I'm on antibiotics and other mysterious drugs to try and kick this. And so is Judith. So last weekend, Judith had a really bad cold. Now, she did test for that thing, she just in case, and it came up negative. And I haven't tested, so I'm not going to either. So I've got the cold. And so I've got woman flu, which is much more serious than man flu. Because people have said, have you got man flu? I went, no, my wife gave it to me. So I've got woman flu. So it has to be taken seriously now because it's so bad. And Judith couldn't hardly move last weekend. And she was brave. So I've had to be brave.
She was brave.
Yeah. Yeah. We shouldn't.
Okay. All right. So you have the woman flu. So here's my question. If you sound and feel the way you currently do.
Yes.
Obviously you're still planning on going to Greece. Are you going to make attempts to make yourself sound healthy?
Why?
Well, because you sound very sick, and therefore, are they going to freak out on the plane that you're sick?
How much talking do you do on the plane?
It's the minor things, you know? They could ask you, do you want your drink? And you answer, no. And then they're going to be like, oh, he's sick.
No, they're going to say, oh, he's just like Barry White.
I don't think they're going to say that. I really don't.
Barry White changed my life.
I was going to suggest some Afrin. Do you guys have Afrin?
Are you being racist here?
No, I'm not being racist. Afrin. It's a nasal spray. The hell? You've never heard of Afrin?
No.
Seriously? No.
Absolutely. Aspirin?
No, not aspirin. Afrin.
Okay. Captain Morgan's in a can.
That is not going to help you one bit. I mean, it will. Don't get me wrong. I take this all back.
It's probably killing the antibiotics. Look, I've taken Benylin and all sorts of stuff.
Afrin is a real thing. It's a nasal spray. And basically what it does is it opens up your nasal passageways. You shoot it up there. It hurts like hell if you breathe in with it, but it will absolutely open up your nasal passageways for a couple hours. So you will not sound like you're a sickly bastard. However, the problem is once you just shoot up once, I kid you not, your nose then becomes dependent upon it. When it wears off, it shuts down in a heartbeat.
You just have drugs in America that we aren't even allowed to look at over here. Seriously, you go in and you buy a pint-sized bucket of painkillers in there. It's unbelievable. Like, we get one painkiller and it's like a tenth of the strength that you guys sell over the counter. So, no, absolutely not. Yeah, it'll be fine. Yes, it does kill. Alcohol is killing my antibiotics, but I'm having
So why stop?
Because it's cold and it's helping my throat.
Absolutely. That will not dry your throat out one bit. I encourage you drink more.
The only problem about having this is because of the job that I'm in, I can't really shut up. I have to talk.
Right, right.
I remember once many years ago, and it was way back in my previous life, and we'd organized this big gaming event. There was a couple of hundred people in it. There was people from all over Ireland. There was 200 people coming up to play Quake with no Wi-Fi, all LAN cables.
Right, right, right.
And it was sponsored, and there was a radio station involved. And then I had to do an interview on the radio, and I was like this. And they wouldn't interview me. They had to get somebody to step
in. They wouldn't interview you.
They wouldn't interview me. Because, yeah, can we get someone else to talk, please? Oh, that doesn't happen often. It's the cold. We were at that. We were at a big last Saturday. We said we took the kids. I wasn't on the podcast, was it last week? No, I wasn't. My work had a family fun day. And it was for the kids and adults. And we went to this place called Sky Park, which is an adventure park outdoors with like the high climbing frames and all of that. And there was big slides and axe throwing and all that sort of stuff. But it pissed down with rain for most of the day as well. So Judith already had the cold. Probably that's where I got it.
Right.
It's just the cold.
By the way, Playing Skills says, you know, if you would just return to your homeland, Robin, of not Ireland, but Mexico, they give away the drugs like candy. So,
yeah. I would like to go. Mexico looks lovely, apart from the bit around the border.
There are parts of Mexico that are fantastic. They are awesome. There are also, just like any country, there's also parts of that country that are not that great.
Lincoln,
I've been lucky to go to a few of the nicer places in Mexico. I've been to Cancun.
You been racist again?
No.
Oh right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I've been here. This is a mouthful. I've been to Chichen Itza.
Oh, I've had some of that. I'm going to have that in Greece. So look, we fly out on Saturday morning from Dublin. From another country, so we're going to southern Mexico to fly about 12 o'clock, I think, is our flight. We get there about 7, and all my nieces and nephews and my eldest son are going to look after the kids for the weekend, and we fly back on Tuesday evening.
I will be actively watching my Twitter and WhatsApp feeds for the "motherfuckers won't let me get on the plane" comment.
No, I'll be fine. I'll wear a mask on the plane. And I'll look like one of I'll just look like we Democrat get on the plane and be class. So I'll be fine. So yeah, the wedding's on Monday, and the problem is it's going to be mega hot. So I mean, what as a person from mega hot land?
Yeah, mega hot land. That is where I live.
But you guys wear vests, like I mean, as in the under vest that we would wear maybe in the winter time if we were really cold, and then a shirt as well in the middle of that hot weather. You know what? What do you wear at a outdoor wedding in the mega hot?
Outdoor wedding in the mega hot. Okay,
shirt and tie, suit, the whole kit and caboodle.
No. So here's my stance on this. It also depends upon the actual wedding, like what they're calling for attire, because they sometimes they kind of let you know, hey, you know, it's a beach wedding, so you know, it's going to be warm. We're not expecting people to be in suits. You can go kind of casual, nice casual. For a wedding like where you're going, I would say slacks and a very nice button down but light shirt.
Yep.
And that's the way I would probably address that.
Okay, so
this way you're not dying of heat. There will be no undershirt.
What is Saturday? Monday is going to be 36 degrees in your
language. That's hot. It's hot.
Yeah,
that's 36. I want to say that's going to be 90 something.
Yeah. So no, it's a pair of light chinos and a short sleeve linen shirt.
Okay.
So that's what's going to be.
There you go.
So, and Judith is wearing some top with nipple holes to let her breathe, so you'll be able to see your nipples.
Perfect.
And a very, very short skirt and knee-high boots, so that should be interesting.
Yeah,
can you imagine the suck of those coming off in that temperature?
Kim, you have been warned, for the record. Yeah, no, I
anyway, we're looking forward to their again. This is one of my foster kids. It's all grown up. She's a social worker living in England now. This is my first foster kid wedding.
She lives in London.
Manchester.
No. Manchester. Okay.
Yeah.
But she's getting married in Greece.
Yes.
Now, okay. I actually have a quasi issue with this.
Okay.
I kind of hate it.
You've been racist, people.
Yeah. No. Not racist. No.
Okay.
So what we get often is people will they'll have a wedding in Hawaii. And they send invites to everybody to go to Hawaii, which on the one hand, okay, fantastic. We can go to Hawaii for a trip, but it's a bit presumptuous to think everybody can just pick up and fly wherever to go to your wedding.
Yep.
So I say, if you're going to have a wedding outside of where you live, then don't actually invite people to that wedding. Just go do it yourself and enjoy it. But if you're,
I agree.
Be considerate.
I think as they were supposed to get married last year, but and the year before, but something happened. Something happened to the world. I don't know. But of course, there were lots of people said they were going, and then over the last few months, they've pulled out, like the rhythm method.
They pulled out.
Yeah, they pulled out. So
doesn't always work.
Exactly. They're not getting the hump like Quasimodo, and. There's a small group. Her sister's she's went out today. Kelly Louise, she flies out tomorrow. But I think there'll be about maybe 40 or 50 people at it. They expected a lot more. But yes, absolutely. I mean, it's an expense. I mean, we're only going for a weekend, and it's a fair bit of money to do that. But it's nice as well. It's nice as well. But yes, it is. I'd prefer. Yeah, it is. Because what do you do? Because you have to, we are going for a weekend, which is perfect.
Right.
But if you don't do that, the commitment is going for a holiday.
Right.
And where do you stay? At the other side of the island? So you don't bump into them? It's their honeymoon?
The question.
I don't know. Well, we'll see. It'll be good fun anyway.
Enjoy it. Enjoy, the little getaway. I'm assuming you're going without the kids.
Yes. We've brought plenty of food in. We just leave the food out, lock the doors. They'll be fine.
They will be totally fine.
They've been used to it. They're foster kids.
Nothing bad can happen. There will be no tantrums. There will be no destroying of rooms.
No.
There will be.
No. My nieces were around organizing a party or something.
Okay.
I have no idea what that was about, but I'm sure it was nothing to do with this weekend. So, I can't imagine anything.
Kegs are ordered. They're on their way.
Yeah.
Did you fix the hole in your hot tub?
No. I did, yes, but it didn't. It didn't completely fix. So I've got it's sitting out there sad and lonely at the moment, and I just haven't had the time or the
energy. That was the perfect non-response, by the way. Did you fix the hole in your hot tub? I did, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, I did, and it had a problem staying up. You know that one, Greg. Yeah.
So that's what the blue pills are for, Robin.
Yeah. So I bought a shed this week.
You bought a shed?
For Glenn, yeah. I bought a steel shed. There it is. Steel shed. Well, it's not quite as fancy as that. It's more like an ordinary shed.
I was just going to say, that's quite the shed.
3 meters by 3 meters was a 10-foot by 10-foot steel shed.
So he can park his tractor in the shed?
At the new place. Yeah.
Good man.
It's a £3,000 shed plus another 500 quid for floor. So he has savings in his savings account, which he's not allowed to have. So we have to spend money, and it's ridiculous, isn't it crazy? He's not allowed to have over a certain amount of money. So we're spending it on a shed for him and his home. So yes, that's a big, the most expensive shed I've ever had.
That is quite an expensive shed.
Isn't it? Yeah. So it's sheds, yeah. So I've got a shed. And that's all ordered. So that's been fantastic.
The shed and the woman flu. Shed, anything else going on?
I was away down south this week, away on Monday night. That was good. And
So did you have woman flu signs before you left or after?
So Monday evening, I was in, where was I? A place called Mullingar. I ended up in Mullingar that night. as you know, I leave a trail of signatures in the desk drawers of every hotel I stay in. it's a sign of rebellion. Sometimes somebody will catch on and I'll be arrested. I put a little initials in each drawer. You get a photograph of it every time.
Yes.
So I had arrived at my area, at the area about 7:30 or so, or 6:30 or 7:15. And I went into the place that I was going for my appointment the next morning just to check it out and walk around. And there was a chemist in there, and I went and I bought, I took a photograph of the things that I bought. I bought some gummy bears. I bought a can of Malibu and pineapple. I bought some deep heat for my race driver's knee. And I bought some man flu drugs because I was starting to feel a bit odd. Yeah. So it started on Monday evening.
And for the record, for those in the U.S., I'm going to do your translation for you. Chemist is pharmacist. So we call them pharmacists. You call them chemists.
You're being racist again, aren't you?
I am.
See, tonight is frigging ridiculous, man. I'm shocked. it's been an active week. I had a busy week, but I'm looking forward to a couple of days away as well. So there you have it. What about you, Mr. Delegzi?
Delegzi, that's good. I like it. I can live with that. Well, real fast, shout out to Kim, who couldn't make the podcast, but is in the chat. Also, Lewis is in the chat playing skills. Shout out to both of them. We appreciate you guys jumping on and listening to us rant in the middle of the week. Yeah. Unexpectedly. Okay, I've got a lot to talk about here. So obviously, we covered the life getting in the way of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about that. We've talked about the lack of commitment from most of our podcast team.
Yeah.
Putting kids before podcasting, that kind of thing. It's just ridiculous.
Fire.
Yeah, totally. I did finish the audiobook Match Game, which is the 14th book of the Space Force Expeditionary
series. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. It will continue on. So I am curious to see where it goes from here. I think it took some nice turns.
It was good, wasn't it?
Nice twist at the end.
Yeah.
That had me going.
Bringing it back together to you. Yeah. The Ocean's 11 twist?
Yes. Yeah. It was good. It was
what
good.
What the hell?
So I very much enjoyed that. I have my new book to listen to, which is called Star Kingdom, as you are dying. Yeah, that Captain and Coke is going over well right now. Yeah, it's just drying the throat out. Anyway, so new book series, Star Kingdom. It is narrated by the same guy that did Console Wars. And I really enjoyed his narration. And so I saw a lot of positive reviews on this, so I'm giving it a try. It does the thing that Arisen did, which it has the first three books are all bound together.
Oh, okay.
So it's well worth the one credit, three books in one. Oh. And we'll see. I have not listened to it yet. I just literally downloaded it and preparing. So
do you know what I watched there? I watched over the last couple of days the Making of Galaxy Quest. It's a lovely little documentary.
I have not seen this.
And it's really, really cool. You know, Sigourney Weaver and all the crew and all the cast. And not all Alan Rickman, because he's dead. But it's really good. And just watching Galaxy Quest again is brilliant. But it's a really good little documentary to watch. It was on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah,
on Amazon?
Beyond Galaxy Quest or things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah, pretty good.
Well, on the watching sense, I have continued to watch The Old Man, which is a new series. I think it's from FX. I could be wrong. But I know it's on Hulu. So if you get Hulu, you can watch it. I've second episode in. I really am enjoying it. It's got some of those good kind of twisty turn things because you're dealing with a man who is getting older. He is starting to actually have some of those visible issues, or not so much visible, but the noticeable issues of a bit forgetfulness here and there. I won't anything more. Not that.
Not him.
Not him. No, no. There's no Brandon in this.
Yeah, you don't even need to be to say it's right. on a train. Yeah.
It's good though. It is a spy thriller at its core. And there was a holy shit moment in the second episode where, I mean, it was like jaw open, draw, you know, and I was just like, what the hell just happened? And then, a little bit of that Ocean's 11 twisty kind of situation as well. So it was good. I also watched The Gray Man. You might think there's a theme going on here. There's not. The Gray Man is a new movie out. It's a Netflix movie it stars Ryan Gosling, I think, is the main actor. Holy shit, he got ripped for this film, for the record. Kim would love this movie.
Okay. I was going to watch that in the hotel room the other night.
Really good. Very much enjoy it. Chris Evans plays the main villain. So, and he does a great job of playing the villain as well.
I read the IMDb reviews and it put me off because it said it's okay. There's nothing original about it. It ticks all the boxes. The story's a bit weak, but it's all right.
It's a good action movie.
So I watched Ocean's 11 instead.
I would recommend
the 150th time.
Watch The Gray Man. It is a good movie. Don't listen to the critics. Honestly, I think critics at this point, look, are there a lot of original action movies? Not so much. It's often common repeated themes. But if it's good acting, if the action is good and the special effects are there, then who cares? Enjoy it for what it is. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
The Gray Man. It is worth the watch, in my opinion.
I'll watch it. It's not available over here, but if you have some
popcorn. Serious?
Yeah. Well, it was available in popcorn. So,
there you go.
There you go.
With the popcorn. There you go. All right. let's talk some video games, Robin.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Now, normally I would just torture you, Robin, and I would be like, hey, Robin, I want you to read more and speak more and really dry your voice out further. Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah, well, what's new? We've got the August stuff now, okay.
We got August stuff now.
Okay, well, Games with Gold of August is Calico. It has a recommended price of $11.99.
Don't worry about those. Just name the games, Robin.
Scourge Bringer, Saints Row 2, and Monaco. What's yours is mine. That's your Games with Gold. PlayStation Plus, Yakuza, like Kim, like a dragon. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for PS4 or PS5. You can decide yourself if you have both. You can go, which one do I want this for? And Little Nightmares, which is good fun. It's got a chef in it. It looks just like Mark. And then Amazon Prime gives for August.
We don't know yet.
On Stadia Pro, of course, Saints Row the Third. I mean, it's even better than what Xbox is coming. Monster Jam, Steel Tits 2, Calico, Shantae, Half, Genie Hero, The Ultimate Edition, Murder by Numbers, and Welcome to Elk, and Epic Game Score. We'll get those soon. So, Little Nightmares, if you have a PlayStation and you've never played it, play it. It's good.
Yeah. Kim, I just want to point out this is why you're needed on the show.
Yeah. Well, I just sounded like her there.
You almost did. Almost.
I did.
By the way, the images we have. So we have Pete up. We have Kim up. I see Kim. I want to say that's it, but also distinctly Bozo the Clownish. So I'm not sure. Was that Bozo or was that it?
I don't know. Ask Kim.
Okay. Kim, is your image there? Is it Bozo the Clown or is it it?
Well, you see, I have a thing about girls and makeup, and this would be an example of too much makeup. If sometimes,
Pennywise, yes.
Yeah. So, Kim, you don't need that much of makeup to make yourself.
I know. And I feel like Pete went a little overboard with the high arches on the eyebrows.
I don't know.
Just saying.
I don't see any difference. The hair is there.
And the hair's a little flat. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, the ruffle neck collar is maybe a bad move for him.
Ironically, though, kind of ginger-esque.
It is. It is.
Pinkish-ish. Yeah. Anyway.
I want to rub his head.
No. Only with the cock cage on. Okay.
Another week goes by and the cages are mentioned once again.
Well, the cages got mentioned in the opening. We were talking about the festival. That's where he's going.
No, I just thought it was a piss party, was it not? Is that? Oh, we did mention it then. Sorry.
Yeah. Robin, yes. What have you been playing, my friend?
Okay, well, I've done something really, really exciting this week, and I've been playing a set of Corso Competizioni, and I did play a little bit last night. I was away for a couple of nights, and even though it felt crap last night, I came out and had a couple of crappy races. But on Tuesday evening when I came home, even though I'd driven hundreds of miles, I came in and I had a couple of really, really fabulous races. Really good. I'm getting there, closer to the front of the multiplayer field. My safety rating is going up. My international license will be here in a few weeks' time. But sometimes when you get that really, really close race, so you get somebody that's almost at your level, or they're just thereabouts, not even the winning. It's, you know, when you're almost bumper to bumper, lap after lap, and just, I came out of it going, yeah, that was really, really good. And a few of those were last night. Maybe I just wasn't being in enough. And wasn't good. But what I did do last night is I set up a club.
Oh, you set up a club.
OC Podcast Racing Club with a set of course, beyond the old city. Oh, sorry. Trains. I love trains. As the main focus. And it has a fabulous member. As the admin. So if you want to come in and register your interest, there are some people that play this. Recently, I had a look at the people that are there. So if you're interested, you want to have some friendly racing, please come along. I believe it's only about 12 quid now to buy the main one. So if you want to come in and have a bit of fun with me, join the club and we'll set something up.
Okay. Excellent.
So have you done any gaming over the last few days, Greg DeLisi?
I have. I've done some gaming. You cunt. All right. Yeah, no, we got into some Halo multiplayer yesterday. Another fantastic session. It was Martin, myself, Luis. Snoogans tried to join us.
Oh, yeah.
He absolutely fucked everything up. I mean, his performance was off. He couldn't join voice chat. We lost multiple matches in the very beginning. We got annihilated. It was all his fault. Totally his fault. All of ours faults. I mean, you know, don't look at the kill-death ratios. That's all I ask.
Yeah, well,
but it was his fault.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I just sometimes you're off your game. You know, it could be that time of the month, or it could be anything.
It happens.
It could happen.
Anyway.
Sorry. I'm just looking at my picture and I'm seeing the pool table there, and I think I've made up my mind now. The pool table is going.
Pool table is going. What are you going to put in place of the pool table?
A big fuck off wraparound screen. And my cock cage.
I think
it's going to sit there. I need that. Yeah. I think it's going to happen.
Think it's going to happen? If you've made your mind up, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I did play a little bit more As Dust Falls, only because I completed the main story, but you can go back in. What's kind of cool is you can go back to individual chapter points and just replay from there and make some different decisions and see how they play out. So I did a little bit of that. I discovered there was the Xbox gaming sale going on, and so I started buying some stuff.
Oh, wow.
I bought Mad Max for $2.
Okay.
Because I meant to play it when it was on, I think it was on Games for Gold or Game Pass, and I never did. And then I was like, well, you know what? It's $2. I don't even care. I'll buy it. Why not? Yeah. So I did that. I plan on playing that in the coming week.
Okay.
I also bought some DLC for Phoenix Point, my turn-based XCOM game. I've been getting back into that, enjoying that. Had to restart it all from the beginning. And then I bought Memory Bright Infinite.
That's a shooter?
It is a shooter. This is a, at one point it was going to be a timed exclusive to Xbox and PC, and then they just said, you know what, we're going to put it out everywhere.
Okay.
So here is my early impression. Visually, it looks fantastic. It actually has, well, let me just take a step back.
Hold on, let me be really professional here.
Why don't you be professional for once, okay? Come on.
What's it called again?
Bright Memory Morning. Bright Infinite.
Memory Bright Infinite.
So this is a first-person shooter game.
Infinite.
So it's a tale of two games for me. So the story is absolutely fucking horrible. I mean, the actual narrative story is laughable. The voice acting, absolutely laughable, cringy. It feels like a studio that didn't want to actually hire voice actors, so they just got developers to cite the lines. That said, the shooting and combat in this game is really good.
I need to go back on the subtitles here because I was looking at her tight black pants as she's swimming under the water, and they're talking about a black hole. As for that black
there's,
hole,
there's the cutscene models. Yeah, you know, the cutscene model there looks great. But when you get in-game character models, like they do like an in-game cutscene, and it didn't look that great. I was kind of laughing. But again, playing the game is good. They've got a great, the shooting to me felt very Titanfall-esque.
Okay.
And so, and they have the wall running. They've got kind of this verticality to it, but it's not open world. It's very linear.
Embarking? Is there any embarking?
There's no embarking. You don't get to embark on anything, Robin. I'm sorry. It's a combination of gunplay as well as sword. I was going to say sword play. but, you know, you have these different moves. There is a supernatural element to the game that's happening. There's this weird black hole that's emerged, and you're going to investigate it. And my description just now is probably better than the description they give in the game. But that said, I'm actually enjoying playing the game. Not crazy about the story, but visually and playing, it's great. And it was, I think it was like $15 or something like that on sale. So I said, yeah, what the hell? Why not? Yeah, you certainly could wait for Game Pass. Absolutely. This is not a go out and must buy it game, but it's cheap enough. So if you want something different, it's a shooter. And like I said, it's got these kind of cool mechanics to it.
Okay.
Go for it. I've been enjoying my play.
Okay.
Yeah.
That looks, honestly, it looks kind of fun.
It looks great. It's got ray tracing in it. And what's kind of cool is...
I went to school with him.
Yep, Ray Tracing. He is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But you can turn it on and off, and you'll actually see the impact of the ray tracing kind of pretty much instantaneously, which is nice because sometimes I think we kind of wonder, how does this actually impact the game? Does it really make a difference? In this, absolutely made a difference.
Ray, he did leave his impact because he was a vandal and went to prison for it. He used to wreck everything.
I heard about
it. So he did leave his impact. So I can understand ray tracing doing that.
Anyway, it's got upgrade paths. It's got different weapons.
Okay.
It scratches an itch. Oh. Just put it that way.
Cream.
And no penicillin needed. All right. That is it for the games we have been playing. Hang on, is there any news? We do have a little bit of news. We could talk about some news. Hang on. Let me queue up the news.
Here is the fucking news.
Lewis correctly pointing out, apparently, he says she's an Overwatch.
Oh,
Ray Tracing. Yeah. No.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay, this was a bit of a bombshell. News story broke earlier this week. Everybody who is excited for Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, the remake, I got some bad news for you. The game is paused amid a studio shakeup, according to Bloomberg. The game is in serious trouble. So Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, a remake of the 2003 role-playing game, is delayed indefinitely as developers at Austin, Texas-based Aspyr Media try to figure out what comes next. Aspyr abruptly fired the game art director and design director this month. In a series of meetings throughout July, Aspyr's two studio heads told employees that the project is on pause and the company will look for new contracts and development opportunities. And this is from people apparently who, you know, quote unquote, were not authorized to talk about this.
The director and the design director, I think they get caught on. Honestly, I think they get caught out. They went to their interview and they've done this really avant-garde presentation of stick men. And it says, yes, it'll be so creative and fantastic. And actually, all they could really do was stick men. And they'd be laughing for all this time. And they've eventually been caught on. Because they've done stick men. The first rushes of the game was shown, and it was all little stick men, like that little cratty game back from 15 years ago that everybody used to watch. So that's what it is. That's what it was.
Pretty sure that's not how
I would like stick man Knights of the
Republic. I venture to say these guys were like, hey, it'll be super easy. We'll just remake Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. What could go wrong? It'll be an easy cash grab.
Now, maybe they wanted to bring their cats into the studio or only work 3 days a week or work completely from home.
It might be. I mean, they are a Texas-based studio. I've heard some funny things about the Texans.
Well, you know, there's only two things come out of Texas.
I'm not saying nothing. All right. we're going to get some hate from the chat in a minute. All right. Here's some positive news. Sony has launched a new development hardware loan program called PlayStation Indies. So to lower the barrier for entry for development, newly licensed PlayStation game publishers and developers will be eligible to receive one PS5 dev kit and one PS5 testing kit subject to applicable terms and conditions. Once you have completed the registration and onboarding, our team will contact you to confirm the terms of the loan.
I'm a developer.
Yeah, well, there were little asterisks with this. Subject to acceptance of the SIE Global Developer Publisher License Agreement, direct shipping and indirect shipping, and loan period security guidelines, shipping and returns, all to be determined. So this sounds an awful lot like ID at Xbox, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's nice. Yeah. You know, for indies that have no undies, they'll get a dev kit. So, this is really, really, really privileged.
Racist? Are you saying racist?
I'm going to be really privileged here. Okay. I mean, how much is it? I mean, do a dev kit?
Legitimate dev kits, typically speaking, I think it's like a $10,000 kit.
Oh, okay.
So it's not necessarily cheap.
Okay. And you need that.
I would think if you want to develop a game for the PlayStation 5, you would need a developer kit.
You just don't do Control Shift PS on your PC after you've made it on your PC.
No, nor do you do the things like we used to have these horrible TV commercials where they were advertising game developer universities, and they would show two guys sitting in front of a TV, and it looked straight up like an 80s sitcom, and they're like holding a controller and they're, you know, doing the thumb movements that don't relate to anything on screen. Yeah. And they're I think the graphics on level 5 need to be tightened up. And that was the pitch for being a game developer.
That reminded me of that Sandra Bullock movie. Oh God, what's it called? And she is like, it's like a hacker movie. God, I've got off Sandra Bullock.
Oh. Not Broken Arrow. I'm thinking that's a different movie.
And at the beginning of the movie, she's decoding a game, and it's Wolfenstein, the first one, and this company had a virus, and she had to clear the virus out of it. And the guys, you know, it's going well. I bet you, can you get this back on the shelves for this weekend? It's so funny. virus game.
The way they portray any kind of development, any kind of lab scenario, more times than not, it's overly, bloated in terms of what they're doing and kind of how they make it portray on screen, because they think the audience will never understand.
The net.
Oh, the net. That was a horrible movie. That was an absolute dog crap movie.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Anyway, so Sony has an indie program. That's the most important takeaway. So this is, again, kind of one of those funny things, because Sony, during the early stages of the PS4, was very pro-indie. They were all about the indie developers. And then at the beginning of the PS5 era, they were all about AAAs. They literally kind of made comments about, we're not going to showcase indies as much. We're going to focus in on big AAA games.
Microsoft. Yeah. They don't, and now they've indies.
Coming back full circle. It just kind of cracks me up how these companies, they go in circles. It's, they learn, they forget, they learn, they forget, they learn, they forget.
Don't forget. It's just the marketing people that come up with crap.
That's true.
This is how we do it and get support. That's it.
Before we get to the next news story, I'm actually going to read a question that was submitted to us on the Twitter sphere. Stulek52, he shot out a question to us because I had posted up we were podcasting today and said, hey, why not ask us a question? And he said, hey, folks, thoughts on how the handheld market will go in the near future? Like, will Sony jump back in? Switch Pro with a question mark? Seems like Steam Deck is doing well now. Others might be wanting a piece of that pie. Thanks. So what do you think? Do you think we're going to see Sony come back into the handheld market? Do you think Microsoft might want to get into the handheld market? Are you in the handheld market?
Always. I bought a jail. I'm in that. Yeah, look, I own.
All right, let's take them one at a time. How's this?
Okay.
So Switch Pro, I think that's the most obvious potential to happen. I think a Nintendo Switch Pro, whatever they're going to call it, makes sense. They've done this before. They make iterations of it. I think it'll happen.
Well, the Switch has been out now for 5 years or more.
Right.
So, and it's had an updated screen, but that's about it. So it's due probably that. It's one of the best-selling consoles ever made. It is a big market. Can they get into that market? I suppose they've been watching the Steam Deck very, very closely. Again, that's very understated right now. Is it catching on? What are the numbers for Steam Deck? I mean, I still haven't had my email from them. So I own several Switches. You brought two from...
Yeah, I smuggled two into you.
America. Yeah. Joshua has one. I have my own original one. They don't get a lot of use. So am I a big gamer? I don't game on my phone anymore. I used to a lot, but shit freeware is sort of, I hate that pay to play or constant advert thing. So I've really stopped playing things on my phone. I don't know, but kids play games on their phone now. If they brought a handheld, they had some relative success with their handhelds. You know, the PSP is a good device. I've got one of those as well. Is it needed? Is it needed? Surely the phone and these big friggin' screens now and the device, this chips that are getting the phones now, surely they're almost at a point where they're as good a gaming platform as anything. If they can find something, some new style of controller that can work with your phone, that works as well as a PlayStation controller and Xbox controller, why do they need more hardware? Surely.
Yeah, no, I mean, So the dedicated hardware, the Steam Deck, I think is a kind of a good direction for Valve. I think they have found their kind of niche in the hardware industry. They tried to do that with the Steam Box, and the critical failure from Valve with the Steam Box was they didn't want to actually invest in it. Yeah. They created the concept, and then they said, hey, everybody else come and make it. You put your money out there, and we'll benefit from it. This time around, they did it right. They created the hardware. They made good, compelling hardware. And they actually are putting their skin into the game, which means they're vested to make sure it succeeds. I don't think Sony, and Lewis mentioned this in the chat, I don't think Sony is going to get back into the handheld. I think they're going to focus in on VR. That's their new handheld. They want to diversify their products, but the VR works great because it ties back into their console. And let's be honest, between Sony, you've got Valve, who kind of now is distancing themselves from the VR side. They're not really putting focus on VR anymore. And you have the Quest and the yeah. Quest 2, which we'll be talking about in a little bit, is the other successful device. And those devices are selling well. They actually surpassed the Xbox Series consoles for sales. They're coming up on the PS5. Now, granted, a lot of that is chip shortages, that kind of thing. And they were very aggressive with their price point. So I think Nintendo, to be perfectly honest, I think they're going to stay in their own space, and they have happily carved out a handheld space that I don't think many people want to play in.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. So far as issues that it had, I enjoyed playing even my Switch. So what was the big Mario Odyssey? I love playing it, but not on the handheld. I played that mostly on the big screen, on my dock. I like that on the big screen. So I would buy a Nintendo console proper if it had all that dock stuff on it. Well, yeah, the dock on the Switch, but
I mean, your Steam Deck is going to have it technically can already dock to your TV. They do have a dock for the Steam Deck as well. I just like saying dock, apparently.
But I suppose in Nintendo's graphics, you know, they are cartoony. When you knocked your Switch into your dock, it was 720p on the big screen. It's still, I think I'm right in saying that. Yeah. It was 1080p. And it was fine because of the style of it anyway. So do they really, they could have they don't have need to have big high quality hardware for a dedicated machine. And I suppose, yes, if you have the dock and you have a handheld, but I prefer to play them on the big screen. I don't know. I passed that point now. It's not for me.
Well, and again, I'm paying attention to the chat. Sony and Xbox are kind of already in the quote-unquote handheld market with the streaming services. I do think they're more than happy to let Valve be the hardware leader, because also they're integrating their services to work on the Valve hardware. And so if they can have somebody else, again, somebody else makes the investment in the hardware, but they can get their services on there and still get you to subscribe up to their services, that's a win-win for them.
So. I think the biggest handheld market is the Johnson. So that's the main one that you need to have to, keep abreast of, or between breasts if you can.
Moving on. Hey, we got an early look at the PlayStation VR 2. Sony released out some images around the user experience for PlayStation VR 2. So they have, and to be perfectly honest, I think Quest owners are like, we've had this. There's the see-through view.
That's brilliant.
So
it's really good. Yeah. It's a handy tool because you just tap and you can see things.
You see your surroundings and basically understand you just stepped on your child and you knocked over the lampshade. You can see what you did. You will be able to broadcast yourself while playing. So a new broadcast feature for the PSVR 2 will allow you to film yourself while playing by connecting your PS5 HD camera, which of course everybody bought. And you'll be able to connect that to the console and then broadcast yourself on screen. So not only will people see what you're playing, but they'll be able to see how you're playing. So, when you do the crazy moves, they see you on screen looking like an idiot, and then they see what's happening on screen as well.
Okay.
You'll be able to customize your play area, Robin. This is important because sometimes you have a very small space. Your space is not that big, Robin. Sometimes you have to, carve it out properly. So the PSVR 2 will allow you to customize that using the Sense controllers and the embedded cameras. You'd be able to kind of look around, scan your room, and then, you know.
I wish the Quest had all this.
I know. It sounds, this is too revolutionary. But yeah. So I think the important thing from this is, for the most part, it's they're putting features in for the pairs. Players.
Pairs.
Anyway, these are features I think that you come to expect now.
I like a good pair.
VR. Everybody likes a good pair. I do still wish it didn't have a cord.
It still has a cord?
It still has a cord. You're going to be connected to something.
Oh, my goodness. It's like those kids in Back to the Future 3. I mean, you have to use your hands. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Nah. Sorry, Sony. Nah. You have to cut the cord, man.
Sometimes you got to cut the cord. Last story.
Yeah.
Look, everybody, you know, when you boot up your Xbox console, your Series X or your Series S, it's frustratingly slow. I mean, it's like 15 seconds. Okay, it's technically, I think, like 9-ish seconds. Well, they are speeding up the Xbox boot time. It will now be less, 4 seconds less, if you will. So it'll be around 5 seconds long. They were able to cut the animation of the original boot up logo. So they cut that animation down, meaning your console will boot up faster, which also begs the question, apparently the animation was the only thing making it boot up longer.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, faster to your games. But honestly, 9 seconds, 5 seconds, that makes no difference to me. That I mean, come on. Yeah.
Just think about your mother-in-law.
No. You know, but that does bring me to a question.
Yes. Mother-in-law?
No. Oh. Talking about the SSD drives in these consoles, because early on, when we first were talking about these, and everybody was like, "Oh, it's going to have SSD drives in it," and how game changing that technology was going to be, and I will freely admit, I kind of rebuffed that. I was like, "Who cares?" So you have to wait, you know, 45 seconds for your game to load up.
Sorry, repeat that again, because that was such a fantastic, eloquent sentence.
I don't think I could if I tried.
I would rebuff that statement. It was so good.
I would rebuff that statement, yes. I was very, like, dismissive. Who cares? 45 seconds for a boot up, that's fine.
Yeah.
Having now experienced the Series X and the SSD drive, even on my laptop for work, I struggle, like, with my main PC because it has an old mechanical hard drive in it.
Oh, wow.
And
that's complicated you can do in a PC.
I can't move backwards anymore. Moving forward, everything has to have an SSD drive. That really, to me, is probably the most game-changing element of the new generation.
My criticism of the Xbox Series X, Series XX, is the size of the SSD. So I know you've bought a big slab thing that you stuck into the side of it, which is a very expensive piece of slab.
Well, it was like that big.
Yeah, but it was expensive slab, wasn't it? About $300 or something
like that? Nah, well, it was like $200, but still.
Yeah.
$200, $300, a terabyte.
And I do have a USB big one stuck in.
This is coming from the guy who just like bought the random car cage into his house, you know.
Yeah, I know. And the kids download everything. And I looked at it last night because I was looking at there's some DLC didn't download. I'm going, why? And the kids have downloaded all this random crap. And so the main hard drive is... They don't know to tell it to go to the USB drive. They can wait. I don't care. But I think I'm going to have to bite the bullet and get one of those things as well.
Yeah. Well, it's easy enough. You just plug it in, and it will redirect as needed. So,
yeah. It's good. Yeah. Now, one thing I'd admit, the quick resume thing is fantastic for most games.
Right.
I said, of
unless
course,
it's online.
It's not so good because it doesn't sync up with your wheel that often. You have to generally restart the wheel completely. It's odd. I haven't had a controller in my hands for months now.
That's not what I've heard.
Yeah. I've had my wheel in my hand, and that's my controller. I don't use the controller at all now because I use the buttons of the controller. So
it's all about stick play.
I did actually buy a thing.
You bought a thing?
Off Etsy. Where is the little packet?
Oh, God.
Oh, where to put it? I don't know. It was a packet of little stickers for the buttons on my wheel. So they made sense to me. And it was like an X and Y button because the buttons say pit, and there's no... Yeah, and even though you do it by memory, after a while, I bought a little batch of little stickers for my wheel.
First world old man problems.
Indeed. It was that.
Yeah, yeah. That's straight up putting sticky notes everywhere, Robin. That's what that is.
Okay, yeah, okay. I have them everywhere around me. They're all over the place. This one says, end of quote, repeat line. It's a commission one I have to do. And this one, it says that I have to remember someone called Eleanor for some reason or another. Then there's two more over here with payment terms and customer services. Yes, I love them.
What's most important with your sticky notes is you have no clue what they reference, do you?
I can't read my own writing. I should have been a doctor. I would prescribe you anything. Okay, that's good then. Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
It's faster to get it up. Brilliant.
Hey, Robin.
Okay, new releases. Okay, between the 1st and the 6th of August, you can get South of the Circle for everything. That's South of the Circle.
South of the Circle.
You can play on the rim. And a Turbo Golf Racing on the Xbox Series X and Xbox One on PC on the 4th of August. And those year releases this week. It's summertime. It does seem a bit thin on the skin this year for releases. I think people are stepping right up after that thing that happened over the last couple of years again.
I do feel like, and this is actually more kind of work-related, but I mean, like last year and the year before, like summertime, you didn't have the typical summertime lull where, you know, people start going out of office, they're on vacation. Everybody was still home. They were still working.
Yeah.
And this year is the first time. Yeah. People are taking vacations. You're getting out of office replies, which has been good and bad. I mean, good to see people getting back to normal. It sucks from a business perspective because obviously you want to try and get work done. Maybe we're getting back to normal-ish.
Maybe people are there, you know. So, you know, maybe people are looking after themselves a wee bit more.
The Wu flu is just our new flu. That's the reality. Yeah,
well, funny, my MDs encourage me, Robin, you got to take more time off. You got to look after yourself. Take your time off. So,
yeah, you're going to Greece.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
Outside of trying to play your funny racing game, did you know that every Wednesday night we play some serious Halo?
Yeah, Halo.
Very competitive.
Hello.
Ultra competitive. Woo! Like,
Master Chief.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chocolate salty balls. Chef.
Side note to Halo. I have been seeing a bunch of leaks coming out of the Forge mode.
Like Welsh people?
Yeah. Holy crap. Forge for Halo looks like it very well could really be a big boost to that game. It looks amazing. I know people have been a little disappointed hearing that, you know, the co-op hasn't still released and that it doesn't have matchmaking in it, which honestly, are you going to want to play co-op with a random? No, probably not. Forge apparently is really, really robust. It's letting you do all kinds of craziness.
Do you remember some of the ones we used to play? It was kind of cool, you know?
Yeah. Yep. That was my side tangent on Halo. But yeah, Wednesday nights, come out, hang out, have fun with us. Seriously, we are in the party chat. It's open. You can come in, jump in. You can just be like Kim, come in to make fun of us and distract us from the game. Or you can come in and say, no, I am here to play some Halo. And anybody and everybody, come on in. We'll play some games. We'll have some fun. And maybe, just maybe, sometime in the near future when Mark recovers from the Wu flu, we'll get back to our PUBG nights on Friday. But for now, they have been derailed. Yeah. Robin, do you want to stake a claim to a night for your raising or racing?
Yeah, I like raisins, and they're really good in cake. So if you want to have a raising time with me, I don't know, I'm going away to Greece. I don't care. I'm trying to work out what my out of office message should be. I'm not quite sure what I should do. You know, I should.
I think you should just say I am away eating raisins.
I'm not in the office right now, but if it's important, tweet me using hashtag you are interrupting my vacation. I'm in out of the office until Wednesday, at which time I will promptly delete all of your emails. Seacrest.
Lord in the chat. Hey, Lord. Sorry, yes, we had to do an early podcast because nobody literally was going to be around this weekend. But cheers for jumping in. We will have this on Memorex, so you can load it into your tape player and listen to it again.
Your track as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of raisins, by the way, I'm at the gym and
you pooed a raisin out.
No. We're not going. This is not the corn conversation. No, I'm in. I go into the shower after the workout. I look down and somebody like spilled raisins all over the place. Here's my thing. When you go into the shower at the gym, why the hell are you bringing raisins in with you? Just saying.
A snack?
In the shower? It's just weird. It's weird.
I don't know, man.
Couldn't you wait to take a shower first and then come out and eat your raisins?
No, most people have their lunch in the shower. I take my KFC,
I do not
KFC
believe that.
In the shower.
I don't think you've ever had KFC in the shower.
I have a nice snack box in the shower. Yeah, I munch on that crispy chicken in there. I crave it once a month. That
it will not be crispy chicken in the shower.
Sneaky little kernel. It's beady that lies.
Yeah, dear,
I don't know. Hey, I'm going to Greece.
You're going to Greece. Grace or Greece?
Well, I might see Grace in Greece.
I think that's a
yeah.
Tell her I said hi.
Hi. Yeah. Say hi to your mom for me. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think we are at the point we should just finish this up. We promised hour-ish. I think we've delivered on hour-ish.
That was a good fun hour. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it in the chat. Like, you guys in there. It was lovely dropping in on an off night. That was good fun. And we've had fun tonight, too. So
We have. Again, sorry for the early podcast, but we wanted to give you a podcast, hence why we made it. We will be taking auditions to replace out all of the slackers, and that will be in the coming months. So keep that in mind. I'm just saying.
Send your CV in at certainlypodcast@ocpod.com.
Yep, there we go. Okay, Robin, shout-outs. Let's go. Give a couple shout-outs.
The guys in the chat, these are awesome. Just woo, wonderful. Lovely. I'll be thinking of you when I take my drugs, when I go back into the house. Be safe. Have fun gaming. Kim, you're not in the chat. You're in the chat. Kim's in the chat.
She's in the chat.
Not you, Kim, you clown. All the guys that are all doing all these wonderful things this weekend, go and have a good time. I'll see you when I get back, I suppose. And Greg? Awesome. Matt Nation, happy birthday, wee man.
Yeah.
Yeah, wee champion. You're like a wee whippet. Yeah, just a wee. All you need now is a flat cap and a wee dog. That's all you need.
And a cane.
Yeah. And just sit in the bar, wee half a Guinness, half a Guinness there and a wee bit of whiskey, and you'll be perfect. Probably doing that anyway.
Yeah. And make sure you Google the bartender if she's cute. Or if he's cute, whatever floats your boat, Matt. These are important things you have to do
anyway,
as a person.
So, yeah, you'll see me on Facebook. You'll get me at Bongo the Sane. You'll see me out all over the place. So, thank you. And sorry about the squeaky voice. But, I might keep it.
I don't think you have a choice, Squeakbox. all right. Hey, everybody in the chat, thank you. As Robin said, we really do love you guys. We appreciate you guys being here. Lord, Kim, Lewis, we love you all. And that extends to the entire podcast family. We clown on one another, and it's always a sign of love. That's what it was down to. Be safe on your travels to Greece. Do not fall for any full cavity searches, Robin. Just avoid those.
Oh, I love that stuff. Again,
you sure you don't want to pat me down again? Come on.
Well, I just have this, you know, monkeypox and all that there.
So, you should just turn around and look at you. This is about, take notes. All right, we are done. We are out of here. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your week, and we will see you in some fashion or another in about a week and a half.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
And we are clear. Greg DeLisi, that was a fun hour.
It was. Fast and furious, just the way I like it.
Yeah, it was good. That was good.